22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Hey, you ready, Frank? I think Frank's ready over there. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We've got a great show. We're going to be hitting that topic one more time, just in case others didn't hear it. We're going to be talking about regulatory bodies. We got some issues on the horizon you need to be aware of and do something about. So we're going to talk about that, and we have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today, devotional is in 2 Samuel 22. It says, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And boy, does America have enemies. So pray and fast and pray. That's what we need to do as a nation, as these Christian warriors that we call ourselves. So mind the time, it grows short, because Jesus is the way and he is returning soon, and his invitation has an expiration date, so don't squander the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, by the way, quack report's brief, Frank, so first and last, but not least. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more in the first part of the show. Lawmakers are taking aim at your supplements, looking to ban them over health concerns. So there's some proposals in your legislation. More than 41,000 nutritional supplements could vanish from your store shelves and from your internet stores should the new act be pushed through your legislative bodies in Congress. Two senators have put in a act, as we've talked about. This is called the Dietary Supplement Listing Act of 2022. Senators Dick Durbin and Mike Braun. The act would require supplement makers to provide information about their products to the FDA. They probably would have a mandatory registration with the FDA. You know how this goes. This is asking permission. Right? Just like you wanted permission to travel, you got a driver's license. You wanted permission to get married, you got a marriage license. You wanted permission to hunt and fish, you got a hunting license. Licenses like that are basically taking your God-given rights and turning them into privileges so they can tax you on them. Okay? So, mandatory product listing is what probably the FDA will enact if they get this power from Congress, because they haven't had this power. I bet you're just shocked by that. You think that supplements are regulated. Well, they're not. They're just given guidelines. Your supplement manufacturers are given good manufacturing guidelines. And they've done a really good job over the last, 75 years or so following those guidelines. How many people that you know died death by supplement? How many people do you know died death by prescription drug? And that's regulated by the FDA. So we got mandatory product listing, probably regulatory control, which would be kind of a burden for your small to mid-sized manufacturing companies for your supplements. They would be pretty much regulated right out of business. So if you got a favorite product, you may see it go bye-bye. And fewer companies, because they want to give the FDA control over who gets to operate and who doesn't. Okay? So you've got hundreds of companies that are making products that you may have in your pantry or your medicine cabinet right now. And we're running the risk of not seeing them ever again. Okay, just letting you know, this would be the time to speak up. Forever hold your peace. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All righty. We're going to be talking about your regulatory bodies for a little bit because, our modern world has developed more regulations than any other time in history. The regulations could span hundreds of football fields stacked upon one another. And does anyone ask how millions of regulatory rules can possibly be enforced, and are they ethical and legal? Well, there are so many laws that even lawyers and judges don't know them all. There are several things that come with regulations. And here's a few of them. Sacrifice. A lot of times you get unethical rules, and they often cause shutdowns, takeovers, or annihilations. They also can cause corruption. Unethical rules can be written to cause conflict, confusion, and penalties. And extortion. Unethical rules can promote tax liabilities. And losses. Unethical rules can cause loss of freedom, prosperity, and happiness. Right? Frank, when farmers, they get subsidies to, let's say, plant only soybeans or not plant anything at all. Do you know what the real original definition of a subsidy is, Frank? You're a legal guy. You read these books. You know. I'm sure you do. You're a smart guy. You know. Frank's, he's got his thinking cap on. He's over there. And control? Close. The real original definition, if you look into some of these old Webster books, they'll tell you subsidy means bribe. That's what a subsidy is, a bribe. To get a farmer to do something he normally wouldn't, to get anybody to do something they normally wouldn't. It's not a subsidy. It's a bribe. We got to start reconditioning ourselves. We got to, you know, we got to frame the debate. These words of illusion aren't going to fly anymore. They cloud the topic. They cause confusion. And when you're confused, then they can take control of whatever they want. You work for who pays you. Yeah. If the farmer allows it, that's what he's going to do. But a farmer wouldn't normally say, hey, I'm not planting anything at all this year. But if he's paid not to plant, what do you call that? I call that wicked. That's what I call it. I'm just saying it like it is. But, you know, people say, we need order. So the other side of this thing is that society clamors for order. And this is how they're going to get you. The old saying, locks on doors are for honest people. It's kind of an analogy that highlights the rules are for those in society who like to ignore the rules, to push the limits, and they don't have any respect for others. So when society breaks down, we see the unethical rise to power. Standard rules start to no longer apply and are replaced with what was once unthinkable. So you got the rise of delusion, you know? They frame the debate and they have words of illusion. So how do you get ethical law replaced with unethical? Well, you create confusion and delusion, causing fear in order to break a system that was working and replace it with one that serves a different purpose. That's how you create a new America, or no America at all, in a one-world system. So it is all about really undermining society, the home, family, right? Create another type of society. And the dark side of this strategy is that it projects what it's about to do or what's about to occur and even promotes a voluntary action from society to usher it in. They're going to get you to ask for it. So they come into a strong nation like America. They can't take it over by war. They have to do it by the fifth column from within. That's a military term, the fifth column, by the way. That's what happened to Troy. They had put spies within the city of Troy, so when they came upon Troy to destroy it, then the fifth column within would, spread rumors and innuendo and create fear so that it was easy to take over the enemy when they were afraid. So, and this is what you're seeing happen in America. They're taken over from within, and they're going to create such havoc and such distress that you're going to ask for order to stop the pain. And they'll say, okay, I'll send in the FBI and the CIA, two corrupt organizations. You know, they're going to give you what you don't want because you asked them. What'd you say, Frank? The communists call it demonstration. I know, demoralization. Right? Well, let's talk about this Food Harmonization Act. There's many names. There's many cloaking descriptions for it. So this is a global act that was started in Germany, in the European Union, and the UN to promote a standardization of all your resources, including food and water. And they call it the Global Harmonization System. The original name was Codex Alimentarius, which means based on sound science. So we can't really presume that, you know, who is behind this? You know, is there sound-minded people behind this? Who's deciding what sound science is? Do we even ask that question? I don't think people do. Who decides what is sound science? Now, the U.S. Congress has before it the Dietary Supplement Listing Act of 2002. And this tactic is what Rockefeller used to close all your natural healing schools in the United States prior to 1940. Okay? So this is an old tactic. Rockefeller used standardization based on what he felt was sound science, which was petrochemical drug therapy as opposed to nutrition. Since the inception of the FDA, it had no authority over nutritional sources like food, spices, and herbs. None. And these were all exempt. However, there are those who want to change that and take complete control over the availability of your supplement market. This takeover has been attempted many times over the last 50 years, but there was enough people to push back from this thing and stop it. Currently, here is where the FDA stands with supplements. This is where it stands. The FDA is not authorized to approve dietary supplements for safety and effectiveness. They have really almost zero regulation over supplements. The only thing that they give to the supplement industry is your GMPs, your good manufacturing guidelines. Now, should the FDA barrier, be removed, North America will currently lose access to their favorite supplements within 1 to 2 years. The supplements will be replaced by drug company products who decide what sound science is. Here's an example. You probably are going to shake your head and say that can't happen. The vitamin C replaced with flu vaccines. You're just getting sick too much, it's because you haven't had your vaccine. That's what they're going to tell you. Or drug company versions of your supplements that won't promote health and vitality. Because drug companies aren't about wellness, are they? So now is the time to make your voice heard if you want to stand by the voice of reason and truth, which is this. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. It's in the Bible, Psalms 104:14 or Revelations 22:2. It's actually all throughout the Bible, just said in different ways, and God can't lie. And remember, God gives those delusion. And he says, why does he give them delusion? It's because they did not love truth. So you will notice that God gave all of mankind the benefit of medicinal herbs, foods, spices, wholesome foods and for your health, right? He didn't create a regulatory body to manage that for you. He gave that to you, gave it to me, gave it to everybody. So this benefit is not given to a regulatory body by man that will, you know, block your accessibility to foods, herbs, or wellness. So really don't delay in contacting your congressional representatives to let them know that prescription drugs, which are regulated by the FDA, kill more people annually than all the wars, homicides, accidents, and suicides put together compared to supplements, which have a very good track record under the good manufacturing guidelines, the GMPs. So point out that the problem may lie with the imported supplements made by companies not operating under the GMPs, which suggests the government's not doing its job. Right? What did you say, Frank? After the last 3 years, there is no such thing as sound science. Well, I agree, Frank. I do. I'm just telling you what they're saying. So you can't let them frame the debate. Okay? There's so much fraud and corruption within science and all the journal articles that the last 100 years of research is all tainted. You know? They haven't proved a thing. It's all conjecture, theory, swag method. My brother calls it the swag method, scientific wild-ass guess. So, you know, they got rid of the golden standard, you know, the double blind study with the placebos. They pretty much, you know, just kind of wing it and lie about it and write it up as a marketing tool. And the doctors are supposed to believe it because they have licenses. They could lose if they don't prescribe. See how that's working? Oh, no, you don't want to think that about your doctor. Well, your doctor has its limits. Even though he may be or she may be a good guy, we've seen what's happened to doctors that stepped out in truth and talked about the protocols for treating COVID was killing people. They all got slammed to the ground. See? So, do your due diligence out there. If you like your supplements, if you like your healing herbs, if you like your organ cleanses, immune support, things for vision health, all these things for prostate health, for UTIs. How about the dandelion root? Windsor Medical University says kills all known cancer. If you like access to these things, now is the time to do something about it. So Dr. Joel Wallach, I hear, had sued the FDA 8 times and won because he was able to prove the FDA had no jurisdiction over natural foods, herbs, spices, medicinal plants. They only had regulation over the petrochemical drug therapies. I'm trying to dig that lawsuit up, by the way. Yep. So we live in lawless times. So be on your toes. Don't shrug it off and say, yeah, whatever. You'll regret that. Right? So the pushback is, you know what the, Frank, do you know what the pushback is? Do you know what the restrainer is? Do you know what it's, it's called the restrainer. Do you know who that is? I'm seeing if Frank knows. Well, take a guess if you don't know Frank. Anybody out there in the audience, they probably know. Well, if you read your scripture, the restrainer is the Holy Spirit, which is in the Christians. They're the ones that push back, say, against the evil. We're supposed to run and charge the gates of hell, say. We're here. This is where we are right now, the evil day. So you see all the pieces of the chessboard being set up for your one world global society, which will be run by the son of perdition. He's going to be on the scene soon. Yeah. And he's going to defile the temple. And he's going to enslave the world. Remember they're saying, you'll have nothing and be happy. Unfortunately, that's typically what happens, isn't it, Frank? When people, you know, will not exercise or put themselves to any extent of effort until they have nothing to lose. That's usually what happens. Instead of, you know, defending when you have everything to lose. So, be vigilant out there. Seek the Lord's face. Pray. Mind the time it grows short because you saw what happened with the pandemic, Frank. You saw what happened. You know, okay, 60% of the U.S. population got the vaccine, and unfortunately, in a couple of years, our population will be 60% less. 40% didn't. The 40% leaned on natural therapies to get them through. And guess who noticed that? The drug companies noticed that. And they're putting pressure on your legislative bodies now to get rid of that competition. That's just how it is. I'm just saying it like it is. You may not agree, but okay. But we have a problem coming, and it's here. So you got to make a decision. I want to just say a majority of the fabulous quality products are not made by Fortune 500 companies when it comes to supplements. They're just not. Okay. Because of high processing that they normally do to plants and stuff. And they ruin the alkaloid strength when they overprocess things. So you're not getting the true original chemistry from the plant, the medicinal plant that you need. So it's the smaller companies that kind of look forward to, you know, protecting the alkaloids of the plants, not stripping or isolating or fractionalizing them. And they're the ones that are making the products that are the game changer. And that's just the way it is. So haven't you seen, you know, really great companies like that? They start out small, mom and pops, they grow a little bit, and then, of course, they're bought out. And then the product's never the same. You lose that product. I don't know how many, over the last 20 years, I hear this story all the time from people saying, I found this product, it worked really great, it was made by so-and-so, and then all of a sudden, you know, they were taken over by somebody, and the product's not the same. So, we're at a crossroads. I hate to say it, but we are. Now, being regulated by the FDA, it'll just get, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper into the regulations, just like, you know, deeper and deeper into your tax records. And small companies can't sit behind a desk and pump out paperwork like that for a regulatory body. They're not talking to their customers. They're not making their products. So they're out of business then, aren't they? Because they're trying to make the regulatory body happy. There's not enough time in the world to do that, and you can't afford to hire somebody to do it. So just letting you know, there may be some companies in the near future that won't be here anymore. Unless you stand up and do something about it now. You stand up for your right to choose. Okay. Well, Frank, I was watching this Man in the Street interview. It was in Russia. You know, Putin's home, Putin's territory, Putin. And they asked them, what do you think of America and Americans? And almost all of them said, Americans are fat and stupid. That's what they think of us. So, what happened to America? You know, what happened? Remember the World War II generation, Frank? Remember the World War II generation? They were the can-do generation. They got it done. You know? They were bold. And they stood up for righteousness. They stood up for truth. And they didn't back down. So, we need some of that spirit here in America. We need to get that back. We need to get it back in spades. What did you say, Frank? Frank said, are they wrong? The Russians? Well, you know, from what they've been seeing. Okay, so well, what they see. Okay, like I pointed out before, if you go up on YouTube and you can pull up some of these videos that were, I guess, on Super 8 videos back in the 40s and 45, roughly. And it was, you know, when World War II came to an end, it was in Hawaii. I saw this video, and there's people celebrating in the streets, hanging off Jeeps, you know, honking their horn. No overweight people in there whatsoever. None. Healthy looking, slim, trim, fit looking people of all ages, by the way. So, you know, what did we have then? We had diners that made home cooking meals. We didn't have fast food. We didn't have a bunch of Coke and stuff and sugar and all this stuff. So what happened to America? We got polluted. That's what happened. So it's time to clean it up. So mind the time, but go short. What'd you say, Frank? You've been to Walmart. They're not wrong. I would say Americans do have health problems. They do, like no other. And yes, a lot of them are overweight. Majority of them are. So if we're educated and make sound decisions, we can make changes in the right direction. So pray and think about it. I got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more. Oh,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, Frank, shake it up. Yeah, like the bouncy music, Frank. Oh, yeah. All right, so here we are. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about, a little bit about the sound science. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things we've just seen transpire. Sometimes if we look back, we can get a better perspective of what happened. Really interesting that the viruses like COVID could reveal so much about the aspects of our modern society and how we're living. And it was, you know, really, it's really exposing massive corruption in medical science areas. Absolutely massive corruption. So I think people are going to be really interested in finding out how they can really expose a lot of this corruption and help people to see truth. You want to be lovers of the truth, not an illusion, not a fantasy, not a theory. You want sound-based truth, don't you? So, kind of, we're exposed to some corruption here. A lot of sectors, politics, healthcare, scientific research, the legal system, the financial institutions, all corrupted. And it's really interesting that a tiny virus would expose all these flaws in our institutions, thought to be steadfast in ethics, in law, first do no harm in medicine, peace and security. So we find quite the opposite, and it's really unsettling. And there's never been a time like this that we're called to stand up right now. We're called to a time such as this, to stand up for truth right now. And we need, and you know what? Freedom has to be fought for. It's not just given to you. Just like if you don't know what your rights are, they're not going to tell you what they are. So if we don't, America the Great is destroyed already. It's been manipulated by a tiny influenza bug. So with all that is happening, we actually read that researchers are really concerned that people are not flocking to vaccines and the vaccination rates are declining. Okay? So people are really starting not to buy the propaganda science is pumping out anymore. They're really hesitant, you know, and I hear this all the time from people. Here's an example. A woman goes to her doctor. They do a bone density test. They tell her, I'm sorry to say, but you got osteoporosis. You're going to need to take Boniva or Fosamax to heal your bones. Okay, so the patient has a smartphone, looks up these drugs, finds out the side effects are worse than the problem. And they go, really? You want me, because you say my bones need help, you want me to take a drug that can actually shut off the blood flow to my bones and make them crumble and fall apart? How is that helpful? And the response is, well, that's all we have. Well, just because that's all you have, doesn't mean that that's it, end of story. But that's what they want to make the argument about. There is nothing else except what we have. That's why they want to take over the standardization of everything. So people are kind of tired of being told certain compliance regulation and rules. They're tired of that. I know I am. Here's the National Children's Hospital, a report released October 2020 from the Nationwide Children's Hospital. They said that science is now shocked, dismayed, upset that people are not complying with vaccinations, especially in the pediatric area. Their report got published in the December 2020 Journal of Pediatrics, and the report says that parents were more compliant before the COVID pandemic than they are now. What did the COVID pandemic teach us? The science is flawed. The science is corrupt. The science isn't sound. So people are like, well, if that's not sound, what else isn't sound? So when the clinics, when they started to reopen after the COVID shutdown, a lot of states, people were not returning to those clinics as they expected them to. They didn't come back. So people are starting to question a lot of things right now. So here's a quote from the Nationwide Children's Hospital. They say, we find there is a steep and lasting decline in timely vaccination, and we are reviewing options to provide catch-up opportunities to become compliant. So let me translate that. We're trying to come up with strategies to make you comply, to convince you to comply, to voluntarily comply. They also said more families are putting off children's preventative care visits, causing pediatric providers to worry. Let me translate that. We're not getting your money. Come back. Please come back. How about this one? Dr. James Lichtman, professor of pediatrics, Yale, says, there's a fair amount of concern and interest in the vaccine safety questions. So let's try to do critical reasoning and do further studies that will help examine the issue in a more thorough way. In other words, we'll come up with some, you know, gold standard research that vaccines work. They should be worried. When the nation sees scientific medicine hastily creating vaccines for the viruses that has the same death toll as a regular influenza and withhold vitally damaging data on that vaccine, well, what do you expect people to do? They don't trust you. When it was quite clear that doctors and hospitals nationwide were inept at handling this whole fiasco, a slightly more virulent influenza, and doctors who found the correct treatment were silenced and fired when they spoke about it. Well, it's no wonder people are wondering about the truth behind your scientific, sound-minded vaccines. People are noticing that autism correlates with combination vaccines, and it's kind of strange that it affects male children, don't you think? Or is it intended to do that? How do you get the fifth pillar to take down a country from within? You get rid of the vital male. Don't you think it's interesting? The COVID serum seemed to give heart conditions to 18 to 45-year-olds. Don't you think that's strange? I think it targets the testosterone level. Takes out the vital male. No defense. Easy to take over. And with over half of the population dropping like flies, well, then I guess the immigrants can just kind of waltz right in and possess your things. Right? Here is a quote from Klassen Immunology Therapies, 2014. Convincing evidence that the rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients and is being manifested in epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism. They know this. But they hide it from you. They try to convince you, oh, that's not the truth. Please let us help you. Don't you want your child protected? The words of illusion. Klassen goes on to say, the survey we had shows that our findings and findings of others indicate vaccines cause chronic disease is well documented and accepted in the medical community. They know this, but they lie to your face. All right, so another Klassen statement, the current data shows that vaccines are much more dangerous than the public is led to believe, and adequate testing has never been performed, even in healthy subjects, to indicate that there is an overall improvement in health from immunizations. The current practice of vaccinating diabetics as well as their close family members is a very risky practice. And the average time to get a vaccine approved is 15 to 20 years, not 9 months. Well, they just threw that all out the door. And here's what I think. For these drug companies to get out of emergency use, but get official approval so they can dump this stuff into your seasonal influenza shots, they've made the public the biggest standardized clinical trial, giving some people saline injections as the placebo, you know, control group, and others getting the serum, so that not everybody may get sick from the serum because they weren't actually given the serum. So then they can say, well, it's not the serums then, if they're getting sick. And the fear tactics, I'm so over them. Here is Allison Kemp, medical doctor, professor of pediatrics, University of Colorado. She said the fact that 1 in 8 patients are still concerned about vaccine safety for both childhood and influenza vaccines is discouraging. What is primarily driving the hesitancy regarding influenza vaccines is doubts about effectiveness. Understanding the reasons for hesitancy helps us provide information to develop interventions to combat it. What kind of interventions do you think that may be? Well, the WHO says this. They're attributing vaccine hesitancy as a threat to global health. You're a terrorist, they say. The threatening message to every person here is don't question, don't challenge, or deny health authorities. Science, don't deny science or the law. One way or the other, the authorities plan to squash that kind of behavior with every inch of effort. And what they want is you to be brainwashed. So the best way to counter hesitancy is to prevent it from happening in the first place, says Allison Kemp. Condition people to vaccinate even before their baby's born. Vaccinate them in the womb. That way we will be immunizing against misinformation that is out there. Here's another quote. Our study highlights that many parents feel they do not know enough about vaccines and worry about possible side effects. We need to stress messages in the belief that vaccines are effective in preventing the flu and highlight the serious complications that accompany the flu to improve compliance. That's Louise Smith, King's College, London. Okay, so they want to stress messages in the belief, the theory, the hypothesis that vaccines are effective because they don't have any evidence that they are. See, what happened to sound science? It's a sham. It's a lie. It's a mirage. And here's the problem. Vaccines do cause harm. And they're supposed to first do no harm, but of course they don't take the Hippocratic Oath anymore. They say it's old-fashioned and outdated. We don't need that. What's old-fashioned and outdated about not hurting somebody? Research scientists at Yale have been asking why more people are experiencing eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, and high rates of nervousness and anxiety disorders than ever before in recorded history. So in January 2017, a journal article in Psychiatry said there was a study on adults who were diagnosed with various neuropsychiatric disorders, such as obsessive compulsive disorders, who were diagnosed with various conditions, even anorexia nervosa. They were also showing that these patients were diagnosed who were recently vaccinated with a flu shot or a virus shot of some kind within 1 month of being diagnosed. Don't you think that's coincidental? Other scientists collaborated on the study from Pennsylvania State University, as well as Yale Child Study Center, who disputed the safety facts of vaccines and asked for further research on the topic. Wow. So according to Dr. Mercola and other scientists that research vaccines, the vaccines don't keep the immune system up and defend you from infection, but they do cause neurological conditions and immune system failure. So what Dr. Anthony Norris told me in the 90s, he was absolutely being truthful. Vaccines don't promote antibodies. They seed the body with disease to keep the drug companies and the medical complex in patients. Remember, you got it. Don't let them frame the debate. So if you check your vaccine schedule, which is very different from the 20 years ago, you're going to see that vaccines are given in such a way to keep a child's immune system in continuous activation or leading you down the road to burnout where your child has no immunity. So hepatitis B at birth, 6 vaccines at 2 months, 5 more vaccines at 4 months, 7 more vaccines at 6 months, and 5 more vaccines at 1 year. Pediatricians recommend the flu vaccine every year after the child 6 months of age. On all these vaccines contain a full dose of mercury, also called thimerosal, and heavy metals create neurological conditions. That's scientific fact, by the way. Dr. Mercola says it is also important to understand that practicing pediatricians have never heard the truth about what vaccines contain and that they can damage you. Immunology, like nutrition, gets only scant attention in medical school and none of the residency training. Most doctors have no concept of the new discoveries about what the vaccines are doing, especially with neuroimmunity damage, end of quote. Yeah. Well, like I've said before, I've talked to a virologist, and virologists help create vaccines. They study pathogens, and then they create vaccines. And one guy was a virologist for 30 years, and he didn't know thimerosal was actually mercury in a vaccine. Emergency room doctors, I talked to them. They didn't read the ingredient list in a lot of these vaccines. They had no idea there was things like spermicide in there and antifreeze and stuff. And so you ask yourself, why? They have no answers. But, you know, they kind of go, well, I'm sure there's a reason it's in there. I just don't know what it is. Well, what if the reason is nefarious? Well, we don't want to wrap our brain around that now, do we? Well, we might have to come to the knowledge of the truth if we want to protect ourselves and our kids. Well, what's the beginning of knowledge? The Bible says the beginning of knowledge is to fear the Lord. He'll lead you to the truth. He'll show you the truth, more truth than you probably want. Okay, so here is your RNA vaccines. Are they dangerous? Well, what's the difference between the new RNA vaccines and the old vaccine? Let's take the DPT vaccine compared to the DPAT vaccine, the new one. So the difference is the new pertussis is an accelerator, has an accelerator component of the pathogen in it. And we're told it's supposedly inactive, not alive pathogen, and it offers less side effects than the original serum. However, these components are often found in DNA and RNA vaccines as a component of the pathogen. They're nucleic acids that are surrounded by protein membranes. And if you recall, I have reported that in 1977, the International Review of Cytology, Volume 51, stated that foreign DNA in treatment transforms the cells and can cause cell malignancy. When foreign DNA enters the human body or animals, it transcribes into cells to create, quote, a different organism. Scientific medicine is creating new pathogens, new diseases, new plagues, but they know very little about them. Or maybe they know enough to be dangerous. So this process can release bacterial DNA, which promotes cancer, causing malignant DNA. And this can not just be in the human sector, but it's also in veterinary medicine. That's why we have our dogs having cancerous tumors. They're shooting these dogs up with all these vaccines. Never give your pet, in my opinion, the Bordetello vaccine. It'll give your pet leukemia. That was from an journal article by a veterinarian virologist. Yeah. Natural Pet, I think, published it. Amazing. So what you have is these are viruses known as RNA viruses, which have been created to form DNA strands to integrate into the host DNA and infect it. What happened to protecting it? No. It's in fact. Modern medicine knows they are killing billions of people and animals with vaccination treatments. They know this. Vaccines can give you cancer before cigarettes will. Childhood cancer cases have gone way up with a new generation of RNA and DNA vaccines. Yeah. So, Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers University reported the DNA in your vaccines. He wrote that the RNA viruses, which do not cause the cancer, will form a DNA without needing the reverse transcriptase. So when he says that happens, your modern medicine calls this a provirus. And these provirus cells can sit dormant, latent, for long periods of time without producing any symptoms or disease whatsoever. But then Dr. Simpson says, he gave us some examples of common RNA viruses that don't directly cause cancer but can form the proviruses that they are, influenza viruses, measles viruses, mumps, and polio viruses. They seed the body with the potential for cancer, is what he's saying. So a German scientist, Gianquinto, said the smallpox, this was in 1967, he reported that your multiple sclerosis disease was provoked by the following vaccinations: smallpox, typhoid, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, diphtheria, and rabies. He says this research did get published in the British Medical Journal in 1967. So when humans are inoculated with, not against, influenza, measles, mumps, polio, what is really happening is that the modern medicine is seeding your body with the RNA-forming proviruses, which after a long period of time reawaken, delivering another generation of chronically ill patients. So, do you want to stay silent? Do you want to just sit back and take it in your kids, grandkids, great-grandkids get all shot up, and then generation after generation don't have an immunity anymore? That's what it is. But people don't want to hear truth, do they? Do you want to hear truth? Well, when you hear truth and you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you want to act on that. You want to do something about it. We all need to do something about it. So make your voices heard. Push back. Now's the time. You were raised up for a time such as this. Right? So God gave man dominion of all the earth, but he kept humanity's dominion for himself. That's his inheritance. You want to go down in the book of life, God's book of life, as someone who stood up for God's inheritance. Amen. Well, I'm out of time. Don't forget to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Ask for their free product catalog. They specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check them out online. Sign up for their free newsletters and be empowered. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.